you have to do is just throw it out.
Man, here's a letter that came in, and it says, President Obama. But the president added that it is just the fact that African Americans and Latinos are disproportionately stopped by police, evidence that race remains a factor in our society. Now, somebody wrote to Mr. President and said, sir, are you not aware that blacks and Latinos proportionally commit far more crimes than white Americans? They're right. I live in the inner city of Los Angeles, and it ain't the white people that got the jails filled up, man.
No.
It's the blacks and the Hispanics. See, Mr. President. So this person is saying, right. And he says, for that reason, that is why they are stopped. Is that why they're stopped disproportionately? Most Americans know that if they are not from Mars. But you have to understand, Mr. Obama's not from America. Mr. Obama's from Kenya. Born in Kenya, can't even find his birth certificate, nor his transcripts from Columbia University. See, that's why he don't know. He's just been put in place by the spoon-fed people that are trying to get him to push their agenda to destroy this country. That's why. Another person wrote, sorry, once ID'd, it was time to stand down. It does not matter what Gates may or may not have said at that point. In my house, I have every right to call an officer any name that I want to, regardless. And the officer at that point has no standing. This is only the officer's and perhaps his union's ego talking to you at best. I would have said something worse. Well, let me say to that person, if I was the officer, you would have been handcuffed because you're resisting the law. Because he followed that officer out of his house and then had the audacity to talk about his mother. And the officer repeatedly asked him to lower his voice, and he wouldn't do it. I would like to know why Mr. Gates thought that he had the right to challenge the officer in the first place when the officer was there to protect him and his property.
And why does a professor have to go gutter?
Jeez, man. And then like this gutter person that just wrote about it on this article. See, that's another black person trying to find any reason to justify the inappropriate behavior. And that's what liberals do. Any reason to justify it. We can do anything we want to because of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Here's one writer that says, cooler head should have prevailed. I think that the problem escalated because Mr. Gates decided to lose his cool and verbally assault the officer. He says, and then it says, his reaction should have been, thanks for following up on the call. I appreciate your efforts to keep Cambridge safe. That's what you would expect out of a professor.
And he would have been at home, watching a little TV, right, reading a book. There would have been no problem, no story.
And then go across the street to introduce yourself to your neighbor who didn't know that you lived there. Don't make the assumption that people know that you live in that house.
And tell your neighbor, thank you for protecting my stuff.
Thank you for protecting my stuff. I really appreciate it.
But no. He had to go gutter.
No, but he's going to have to move now. He's going to have to move because everybody in the block know what he is. They're going to say, man, there's a crazy black man over there. Be careful. Don't step on his lawn. Don't do this or that because he'll accuse you of being a racist. And they got him representing black America on a lot of these shows?
Yes, they do.
He's the one representing us. Oh, my God. I just hope that Jesse and Sharp can keep their mouths shut, because if they open up their mouth, then it's going to be three jackasses going off.
Give it time.
Oh, man, give it time. Man, this is, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know, this is how a country goes down. Do you know what started World War One? Not just the shooting of a guy in Europe that was not too high in power somewhere, but the war started and millions of people died over a crazy man who had an idea when he was locked up in jail. World War II. More than 7 million people in total count died in that holocaust of human carnage because of ignorance. Well, I don't know. You know, there is no resolve. I mean, people need Christ, but those of us that think that we're Christians and we're backing up these people and you voted for these people. And you know what? I know a lot of people that voted for Obama, and I know they don't want to talk with me. I was talking with my neighbor a couple of days ago, and he asked me how I felt. And I just, you know what I told my neighbor, Mark? I said, keep living. You're going to see very soon. You're going to see what he is. And then when you see, and then my neighbor told me, oh, no, no, no. It'll never be like that. Nothing would happen like that.
Well, these comments just show the crack. It's coming.
Yeah, but, you know, my neighbor said, I don't believe nothing I read on the internet. I don't see nothing I see on the news. They're all trying to pull him down. Whatever he's doing is right, and whatever they do is all wrong. I just looked at that black man, and I said, what to myself?
How do you have a conversation with that?
You don't. You don't. You leave it alone, because he's going to be the one that's going to be looting and shooting and killing. And then when a tank comes down the street and start blowing folk away, I'm going to be on my house on the floor of the Lucy Coleman studio when bullets rip through the window. And I'll be recording saying, do you hear that? I said, and in good, because the neighbors are fighting the powers that be back. And it's going to be human carnage.
It'll be like that webcast where the helicopters are flying over the house and the police cars are going through the neighborhood because they were looking for somebody around here.
That was an idea
of what it's going to look like on the days of chaos that are coming.
Yeah. You can go to the marriage clips, and it was the marriage show part 20 on the marriage page. We had just started talking about what happened to the children, and then the helicopters was swooping down.
You would have thought they were dropping napalm because there were so many helicopters flying over this house, and they were flying low.
Hey, man.
The police cars are, it's not a big street. They were flying up and down this street, cars and sirens. It was amazing. Just the idea of what chaos is going to look like.
Man, my goodness. For those of you that disagree with me, go ahead and disagree. You can send me emails if you want to. It's not going to do any good.
I don't know how anybody could disagree with a professor who just completely loses his cool with a police officer asking questions and trying to bring order to a situation in the neighborhood.
Okay, yeah, all right, let's say it. Okay, there's this quiet idea, Mark. This quiet idea in their heads. John, Mark, we hear what you're saying, and we know that you're right. We know that you're right, but you know what, John and Mark? Gosh darn it, they would use stronger language than that. Gosh darn it, mother, father, sister, brother, you stupid Uncle Tom niggers, that's what they call us. You niggers, don't you niggers know it's time for us now to have our way. Now, a lot of these people that are talking like that and thinking like that are going to somebody's church on Sunday morning because you're going to hear
that. I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
I'm sorry, but they're going to be in somebody's church, and all the so-called pimp behind bishops are going to be putting, as you see now they're lying on our president. They're going to all be praying to save Obama from the critics, praying to give him wisdom, Lord, to know how to answer his critics instead of telling the people, you people put that madman in there at my behest.
So it's going to be stirring of the pot of emotion of people sitting in the so-called pews getting their heads spun around because these crooked preacher persons want their folks to get up in arms and emotional and about the situation.
They're going
to
push a black cop, not a white one, but a black cop. They're going to push him, and they're going to try to get him to apologize. Because, see, when the black cop is working with his partner next to the white cop, I know I was in L.A. during the riots of 65 and then the riots of the 90s. I was in L.A. And if a black cop worked with the right one, you just a racist Uncle Tom. And the brothers got mad and said, wait a minute, man, this is my partner. We are trying to enforce the law of the land. They would cuss out the black cop. It's going to be a black cop that's going to blow this thing up. Because the brothers are going to try to accuse him of that, and he's going to be forced to protect his white fellow police officer. And when he does that, and a black person dies, it's going to light a spark. That's going to be the beginning of the end for our major inner cities. Because ain't nobody going to want to hear nothing. Because when the people get that far away from God, God turns them all over to a reprobate mind. And wherever you have a major population of minority peoples that figure like it's their time to have another free day, they're going to tear the whole blooming city up to get what they want.
Do you think there's going to be some Christians that give in to this mentality
their bishops are...
They're going to drop their so-called security in Christ and run towards this emotional situation because they're black and one day they got pulled over?
They're going to drop it for a different reason, Mark. Not because of no security in Christ, because they're losing their security from the people that are sponsoring their pimp game. See, you have to understand, when they have the majority of their population that are racist sitting in there, and the preacher don't tell them that they're racist, that preacher has got to back up the congregation. It's the same thing that happened in Hitler's Germany. The preacher got to go along with the people. The people are national socialists. You got to go along with the people, man. All my congregants are nationalist socialists. How can I tell them that what Adolf is doing to the Jews is wrong? And so they're going to be forced to do that. People do that. See, man, people haven't changed, Mark. They're the same kind of human beings. That's the way it happened, because all the preachers are going to be looking out is try to how they are going to survive. That's why I'm making this webcast, and because I know a lot of people listen to me, and I'm saying, listen to me. It's going to be the same way. If you do not study past history, you are damned to repeat it. That's the only way that they can go. And the White Officer Police Association, they're going to have to arm themselves.
Yes.
Because they're going out into the mean streets now. Now, they're going to be seen as the bad guys. Oh, there's another pig. What? Are you kidding me? We wouldn't live in this city without a policeman.
You know, folks do a lot of complaining.
Oh, my God.
But when they want something, they call the police. At that moment, they'll call, because if they're having some injustice in their life, somebody hits their car, somebody takes the rims off of their car, the baby's mama is waiting for the daddy to come by, and they'll call the police for that. But until then, they hate the police officer.
I'm going to end up this webcast by giving just a little definition to verse 1 of Romans chapter 13. It says the Greek word used is of a soldier's absolute obedience to his superior officer. It says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, someone superior to you. Professor Gates should have known that once that law enforcement officer walked on his porch, because of that badge and the authority, the city of Cambridge gave that officer authority to ask the questions that he did and to make certain statements. That's why the taxpayer pays the money. If you know anything about living in a democracy, that is what you pay the police force for. Scripture makes one exception to this command when obedience to civil authority would require disobedience to God's word. In no way was God's word in question here. This was a civil person in authority over a civilian. Though he may be the head of a philosophy class or an African-American studies department, he is not head when that authority comes and gives him an order to fulfill it. Every position of civil authority without regard to competency, morally, reasonableness, or any other caveat. In other words, there is no authority that God has not allowed to be there, since he alone is the sovereign ruler of the universe. He has instituted four authorities on earth: government over all citizens, the church over all believers, the parents over all children, we would all agree with that, and masters over all employees. You don't go to work telling your boss what you're going to do. You go to work and your boss tells you what you're going to do.
So the Bible says for the Christian in that situation,
yes,
the police officer supersedes whatever title that you have at that moment.
Yes.
The officer says, what's your name?
I remember.
And you can't say, I'm a professor. No, no. show me your ID.
I remember when someone came into our church and stole our sound equipment, and they called a deputy sheriff, and the first thing that he said is, who is in charge of this assembly? I said, I am. And he said, would you please come outside and show me your ID? I had on a collar and a black suit. I didn't question that man about showing my ID. I didn't ask him why he needed to see my ID. He took down my address and everything else because I was the person in charge. He was in charge to give me orders to do that. If we called him to investigate a theft, why wouldn't I give him the information that he requested? That's his job as a civil authority given by God.
And even in this situation with the professor, if the police officer comes to investigate a phone call to the station, you're still supposed to stop and listen to what the police officer says.
As if you have any intelligence left in your brain. Yeah. That's if you have any intelligence left in your brain. Now, you guys can read my drift all you want to. Mr. Gates, I have a couple of his books in my library, and I've read some of his stuff, and it's very well written and all of that. But with that incident, he just like the rest of the people out there. Any closing comments, Mark?
Oh, just that people, I mean, the believers, should take this lesson about the authorities and remember that God put the authorities in place, and our diligence and obedience to God, we have to also show that sort of obedience to the authorities that are in place. Now, I understand if somebody goes crazy and they do something wrong against you, but at that moment, case-by-case basis, do what the officer says, do what the authority says, and you will get your justice. You will hopefully get your problem solved without being some antagonistic person who's trying to bully your way through something and without giving any information of what's going on.
And I'd like to add to that, you can think about it while the incident is going on in your life, and you can think about it afterwards. If you are wronged, and if you think that it was an intentional wrong that the police officer did, you will have your day in court. And if it is obvious, adamant wrongdoing, which you can go on the internet and see pictures of cops slamming people down, tasing them in the behind, that happened today or yesterday. I think it was a white guy. In another city, the police officer began to call him names and said, I'm going to put this taser up your butt. And he did. That guy has a lawsuit because the law enforcement officer went beyond the natural means of having a suspect, and the man kept saying, I'm not doing anything. Leave me alone. And the cop told him, I'm going to put this taser up your butt. Now, I think the guy was a white guy and the officer was white, so you don't call that racism, you call that. That cop needs to get some time off without pay and probably penalized for what he did to the citizen. But in the case of James Crowley, absolutely innocent. He don't owe Louis Gates anything but a warning citation to keep his mouth shut the next time he get a call coming to house. Well, that's my take on it. It doesn't matter too much. And I just pray that if God sends a cop to my house, I would say, officer, you're welcome. Can I make you a cup of coffee? Thank you, Mark, for showing up for the webcast tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. And until we meet again, Mark and I always admonish you to do one thing. Whatever you do, stay into
the Word.
God bless you. Good night.